St. Paul's Episcopal Chapel, Broadway and Fulton Street, Manhattan.
As we leave Trinity, we turn left to reach our third stop. A short walk north on Broadway brings us to St. Paul's Chapel, my favorite place of worship before I became a Catholic. When I spent summers with my children at my father's house on Staten Island, the sight of St. Paul's steeple in the distance would fill me with longing to be back in New York, where I could listen to the splendid sermons of the Reverend Henry Hobart with my beloved sister-in-law, Rebecca. Later, when I was trying to decide about becoming a Catholic, I again sought comfort at St. Paul's. But God had other plans for me. On one visit, I got in a side pew, which turned my face towards the Catholic Church, St. Peter's, in the next street, and found myself 20 times speaking to the Blessed Sacrament there, instead of looking at the naked altar at St. Paul's.
When it was built in 1766 as a chapel of Trinity Church, St. Paul's stood in a field outside the city, facing the Hudson River. Despite the havoc caused by the Great Fire of 1776, when the British destroyed the greater part of the city, St. Paul's remained open for the duration of the British occupation. It is the oldest public building in continuous use in Manhattan, and its only remaining colonial church. Its original Georgian Classic Revival structure is still intact. Much of its ornamentation is the work of the French architect Pierre L'Enfant, who laid the plans for the nation's capital as well. After delivering his first inaugural address in New York in 1789, George Washington was led in procession to St. Paul's for a Thanksgiving service and continued to worship here regularly for 2 years. His pew is in the North Aisle. Located just across the street from the World Trade Center, St. Paul's played an important role in hosting recovery workers after the attacks of September 11, 2001.